Hello, my people. How you guys doing? Please ignore the Google Map voice in the background if you can hear it. I don't know. I'll listen after. So if you can hear it, take this. But if you cannot hear it, act like I didn't say that. Good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday. How you doing? How's the week? I hope it was nice. Yeah, so I promise to talk about another event that occurred in my life another phase that ended that led to a new beginning in my life. Yeah, this Sunday. Yes. By the way, I had sent forth at work on Friday. It was beautiful. I was given a really nice shoe. I had cake. Although I don't eat cake, but I had cake and everyone ate cake, so I'm glad that everyone could get cake. Anywho, so what else? Okay, people talked about me. Yes, I was teary. I wouldn't say I cried, whatever. Yes, okay, I cried small, but then I was teary. I mean, I met good people. It was nice working with everyone. I learned, unlearned, relearned, and blah blah blah. So, but we move on to the next one. Right, so another thing, so that's that about my job. I'd have to pause or stop talking about the job thing because I haven't started the new job, but I'll definitely, before January runs out, tell you about how my new job is going and things about it and stuff. But I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it even before it's starting, so I'm pretty much excited. Yeah, so the other phase I wanted to talk about would be my relationship. All right, so some of us already have an idea of the fact that there is a Mr. Sweetface in the picture, so it's just safe to say, without giving too much details, it's just safe to say that 2021 ended with, you know, a particular phase for Mr. Sweetface and I. Honestly, the year ended and that phase ended, and we then 2022 started, and it's starting with us stepping into another phase of our relationship, another phase of both our lives together, another phase of, you know, whatever it is that two people that want to be together do together, right? And yeah, it wasn't easy. I mean, for the last part of 2021, it didn't seem like we were going to take the step into this phase, honestly. But I mean, here we are. Things are looking nice, beautiful, finding our way back to, you know, what we want or what we hope to build. So help us God. It was a very bumpy ride towards the later part of 2021, for the lack of better words. Really, it was a bumpy ride. It was hopeless. It was scary. It was full of tears for me. I'm speaking from my point of view. It was scary, full of tears, uncertainty, doubt, lots of that, fear. Honestly, it's a phase that I really do not want to go through again in my entire life, you guys. Like, it was traumatic to an extent. I mean, I gave up. I tried new things. I tried to, you know, try to meet new people in that context. And honestly, I would say that to an extent it was necessary, to an extent it was needed, to an extent it was helpful, because I sort of realized how important Mr. Sweetface is to me. I sort of realized how it couldn't be anyone else, really. I sort of realized that, you know, or should I say, I've always known that love is a decision, right? But maybe the events proved it, that it just had to be a decision. I mean, you're going to love and be attracted to and care about other people. And then the beauty of every relationship or every romantic, in fact every relationship, be it friendship or whatever, is the idea or the act of the both of you choosing yourself and wanting to be with yourself regardless. And that to me is actually really, really, really priceless. I must say it's beautiful to know that whatever had happened, you know, helped us to grow into finding our way back to each other. You really don't want me to go into details, because I mean, even when we try to discuss it, sometimes we're like, let's not talk about anything that happened during the break. Yes, we had the break, and it wasn't 1 month, it wasn't 2 months. I mean, it was terrifying. It felt like we're never going to come back from that break. But I mean, I think it was just a phase to learn. I think it's a phase to better the both of us, to better ourselves, like individually. I think we needed time to grow apart, so as for us to know and understand that we just want to grow together, or to know to what extent we would love to grow together. So honestly, I'm just grateful for everything. I mean, things happen for several reasons, so I'm grateful that all of that happened. At least I was able to learn, honestly. Yeah, so that's that about the new phase, or the phase that ended as the new beginning in the endings for my relationship. I mean, there would be days to talk about more, trust me, I promise that. But then I'll just like you guys to know that on this note, I'm glad that, you know, things, a phase had to end. I'm glad that a phase is starting. Thank you so much for always tuning in. Thank you so much for always clicking to listen. I do not take you guys for granted, and I would always thank you. Please don't get tired of it. So every time I say thank you, just tell me you're welcome, right? So yeah, another interesting thing that happened today is I had my shoot today. I mean, baby girl is gonna be 28. It's just necessary to let him know what 28 looks like in this my own tiny little world. I'm excited about that as well. I'm excited about my new age. I am excited that it's coming with new beginnings. I'm generally just excited about 2022, to be honest. I mean, we know it's our year of ease. It's beautiful to see things manifest in that direction. So stay jiggy. Don't forget to be kind to everyone. Don't forget to spread and show love around. Don't forget to do you. Have an amazing week ahead. I love you guys so much. Peace out.